present I'm Sorry I Haven't a Clue, the antidote to panel games. At the piano is Colin Sowell, and your chairman is Humphrey Littleton.
Hello, hello, and welcome to I'm Sorry I Haven't a Clue, the programme that is done for comedy. Today we're in Chichester. Today we're in Chichester, an ancient market town which I understand was originally given its name by a galley load of invading Roman stutterers who were hoping to settle in Chester. And when I say we, I'm referring to, on my left, Barry Cryer and Graham Garden. And on my right, Paul Merton and Willie Rushton. Following the recent spate of cutbacks at the Beeb, I can reveal that our very own scorer, Samantha, has been given the once-over by a team of probing BBC accountants. The outcome is that they don't think she's very good value for money. Apparently, they haven't heard her scoring much recently. So here to justify her small portion of the licence fee, please welcome the delightful Samantha. Our first round is called Translations. In it, teams, I'd like you please to provide translations for certain foreign words or phrases that have found their way into the English language. But Graham, we're going to start with you. Your foreign phrase is Fiat Lux.
Car wash.
Paul, Bauhaus.
Dog kennel.
Willie Rushton, ad hoc.
Liven up your rice pudding with a little German wine.
Okay. Won't influence Samantha, I'll tell you that. All that clapping. Barry, bratwurst.
Macaulay Culkin.
Graham, we'll try another one on you. Banquet.
A little bonk.
Paul, Donna Immobile.
A portable kebab stand.
Willie, dossier.
It's a person who sleeps under the bridges of Paris.
And Barry, graffiti.
Newton's law of dyslexia.
I think we can have an open season on this one. Have you got any more teams?
Duvet, which means, well, I didn't know that about them.
a cappella, the band hasn't turned up.
Any more?
Sharabangs, the cleaning ladies are goer.
Okay. Right, teams, it's time now for a musical round, and I use the word unthinkingly. Since we're currently in the bowels of an unpleasant recession, it's perhaps a suitable occasion, teams, for you to give each other a subject about which to sing a melancholy blues number. And to help you attain the required state of misery, I shall announce that piano accompaniment will be provided by Colin Sell. Barry and Graham, will you provide a subject, please, for Paul and Willie to sing about?
It's got to be
Norman Lamont.
Norman Lamont.
I woke up this morning, I decided not to resign.
The morning papers say I'll be gone by lunchtime. Well, that's fine.
Well, I've had some bad luck lately. I mean, how did I know that woman was a sex therapist? And why shouldn't the government help me to pay my legal fees? Just get rid of her. And I wish that the Bundesbank took access cards to pay for the $66 billion that I missed. And there's someone who looks like me walking around buying cigarettes and champagne and off licenses. Anyway, people have short memories.
And a week in politics, baby, is a long, 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 long time.
Thank you. Okay, Paul and Willie, it's up to you now to provide a subject for Barry and Graham.
We thought this was quite topical. The council tax. Mm. Son of poll tax. Mm.
Woke up this morning. Council tax confirmed my worst fears. My worst fears. Yes, it did. I was in band H. I said band H. It made me burst into tears. I said, Humph, I've been put in the wrong band. Humph said, I've been in the wrong band for years.
You came within a whisker of disqualification. Now for a dangerous round called Ad Lib Poem. I shall provide a first line rich in poetic possibility, and I'd like you teams to continue until I do this, when the next person takes over. So, let's try to see what happens. The line is there honey still for tea? I can't quite see the clock. And we're going to start with you, Barry.
Is there honey still for tea? I can't quite see the clock. I'm feeling so disturbed, I must go and see the doc. Doc Finlay, our old medico in my little village home.
Somewhere north of the border, and slightly left of the foam.
What?
The briny, where the Shetlands lurk. Upon which the Orkneys toss. Anyway, Dr. Finlay lives round there. I know that because they're about to repeat the bloody thing after all these years.
With Janet and Dr. Cameron to bring you close to tears. For way up there in Tannockbray, you'll see the good old gang.
And you'll see them have too much to drink. And and Janet has a gangbang. But she will wake up in the morn and she will feel all frisky.
And she will see, as she rises from her bed, I'd like a wee small brandy. I've never been good at rhyme, she said. I've never had the knack. So I'll just carry on my way, feeling the sorry lack of poetic muse, the talent to rhyme. I've never had the gift.
Which is bad luck when you think about it. She sniffed. You shouldn't have sniffed, said Dr. Cameron. Loudly. And bereft.
He's quite right, said Dr. Finlay, and immediately left. I'm away about my business, he said. I'm on my rounds.
But before he went, he recited a limerick. There was a young man from Ealing who boarded the bus to Darjeeling. It said on the door, don't spit on the floor, so he climbed up and spat on the ceiling.
Well, Samantha's busy scoring away there. We have a game now called Cheddar Gorge. The rules are that each player says one word at a time in order to construct a sentence, hence the name Cheddar Gorge. The object is not to complete the sentence. To complicate the process unnecessarily, teams, I shall give you each a word which I'd like you to include within the sentence. Barry, your word is thespian. Willie, your word is Basildon. Paul, armadillo. and Graham, microwave. Now, let me tell you, teams, that you can't start off. Whoever's starting now can't start with their particular word. Okay, Barry, will you start?
A.
Basildon.
Microwave.
Armadillo. It's quite easy, that one, isn't it?
Yeah. Only Barry lost.
Yeah.
Thespian.
And
his
brother.
Thespian.
Basildon.
What? Armadillo.
Microwave.
Were
playing
at
football
one
day
when
a
neighbouring
rook
passing
the
ground
and
the
sky
clouded,
comma,
nevertheless,
indubitably,
the
fish
which
exploded
suddenly
near
Basildon
was
apparently
not
as
popular
as
the
armadillo
that
lived
Basildon.
never lived Basildon.
I don't know why you're clapping, Willie. He lost. Because that
gamely.
Was the finish of a sentence. And anyway, I forgot to tell you, there's a line in the rules here which I didn't give you at the beginning. If you use each other's words, you're disqualified, so...
So I won.
So that's that. The next round is called Signature Tunes. In it, teams, you'll hear each of you a randomly selected piece of music. Imagining that this music is the signature tune to a particular program, I'd like you to act as this program's presenter, carefully suiting your introduction to the program to the music you hear. It's a new game, so anything could happen. Willie Rushton, you go first. Here's your music.
Yes, it's a new and exciting people show in which members of the public will be humiliated and ruthlessly exploited in the BBC television's endless pursuit of a cheap laugh. The new game is In Bed with a Game Host. Or watch out, we've got the negatives, and by God, we'll get that 6 million back somehow. The set is a vast waterbed, and a member of the public is stripped and thrown into it by teams of burly naturists. And which quiz host are you in bed with? Well, bouts of inane giggling, for example, and whoopee cushions, probably Jeremy Beadle. Should you grope around for half an hour and come up with very little? Probably Noel Edmonds. If you've no idea who it is, it's certainly Bobby Davro. If not, it's Jim Davidson or someone else you thought worked on ITV. So, welcome to In Bed with a Game Host. Copyright BBC 1993.
Graham, here's another tune for you.
Welcome to the Pop Record Programme. Once again, all roads lead to the BBC television studio as hordes of eager young fans make their way there for a gay evening of song and dance. Guns and Roses will get us off to a flying start with one of their jolly tunes. And Shakespeare's sister will also be along, and that's a certain recipe for hijinks. In more mellow mood, you can foxtrot the night away to the melodies of The Shaman. Or, if it's a hullabaloo you're after, we've got Carter the Unstoppable Sex Machine. So get out your bongos, Grandma. It's the Pop Record Program.
Barry, a continental flavour for your tune.
Escape that Fergie day in London town with our new series, The Duchess of York on Holiday. She's on the Greek island of Domestos, and she's got some interesting budget ideas for your holiday. Always take a financial advisor with you. That constant sunshine will warm you from top to toe. And mentioning sun and top, wear a hat, don't go topless. Ciao.
Okay, Paul, here's your tune coming up now.
Mm.
Hello. And welcome again to A Chance to Gloat. This week, outpatients. Mr. George Bishop of Halifax will be showing us a rather unusual boil on the back of his neck. And our special quiz interlude will be, whose corpse is it anyway? In which we dig up somebody who's been dead for about 5 or 6 years and ask close relatives to try and identify them from dental records alone.
Now, the next round is an old favourite. It's called Sound Charades. It's similar to the traditional game in that the teams take it in turns to guess the title of a well-known film, book or play, etc. However, in our version, the panellists are not allowed to mime. Paul and Willie, you're going to go first. Barry and Graham, you'll have to guess their charade, which is now going up on our laser display board. And here's the mystery voice for listeners at home.
Miss Saigon. Miss Saigon.
OK, now, Willie and Paul, is it a book, a film, or what?
It's a theatre piece of two words. An extraordinary experience.
OK, off you go.
A word to the wise, Paul, but I gather you're planning to go out east?
Yeah, I am going out east, actually, yes.
If you are going out east, take a word or two from an old China hand.
Yes, yeah.
Don't go there.
But I was going to make that the high point of the whole
avoid trip. It like the plague.
Really?
Give it the elbow.
Take a wide berth around
Take a wide berth around it.
Right,
set no foot upon it.
Well, I mean, thank you for telling me. I wouldn't have known otherwise, you know, because I was planning to visit, but I shall not bother.
Good.
That appears to be it. OK, start guessing, Barry and Graham.
Two words. A play.
You're doing very well so far.
I know. We're right there with you.
Can't argue there.
Flowing like Vaseline.
Rather than a play, a theatrical experience.
A theatrical experience more than a play.
Ah.
One man or one woman show, something like that.
Could well be. In the right hands.
Better in my view if it had been, quite frankly.
Yeah. A lot about the East. Giving it a... avoiding it. Is it a musical entertainment?
Yes, that's going very well, yes.
Yes, definitely that. So they say.
Is it Miss Saigon?
Wait.
Yeah, Miss Saigon. Right. OK, Barry and Graham, it's your turn now. The title for Paul and Willie to guess is going up on the laser display. And here again for you at home is the mystery voice.
The Last of the Mohicans. The Last of the Mohicans.
This a book, is, a film, or what?
Book, film, television series, takeaway meal, all sorts. Every form known to man.
How many words?
Five.
Go on, Paul and Willie, start guessing.
No, we haven't started doing it yet.
I'm just trying to hurry things along.
It's an interesting...
Is it Singing in the Rain?
It was a good...
OK, go on, Barry and Graham, if you must.
Yes. Cheers, good health.
Excellent champagne.
Lovely, lovely champagne, this.
I'm amazed at such good quality, considering it comes in cans.
I know.
I didn't think they could do it, but...
Drink this out of the old tinny, you wouldn't think the flavour would be there.
It's
absolutely beautiful.
Yes, but no one but Moet could have done it, could they?
How many have you had?
Several, yes.
Yes. Oh, dear, here's the bad news.
Yes?
We've run out. There's none left of these delightful vintage tinnies.
None of them Moet.
No.
Yeah. Well, that's a blow.
It is a blow. Well, see you.
OK. Paul and Willie, carry on.
Is it a takeaway Indian?
They clapped that, and I don't know why. A book, a film, and a TV series.
Yes. Moe, Moe.
There are five guys named Moe, no.
Five. Moe, and you were quite right, cans.
Yeah,
Moe, cans.
Cans, tinnies. Moe, Mohicans.
The bad news that came in at the end.
Yes. Yes.
I just like hearing the clap, quite frankly. The bad news that came in, suggesting perhaps it might not be the first of them.
Yeah. Might be something that won't perhaps continue.
Run out of them.
Yeah. Stop it. Perhaps someone quite near the end of something.
Yes. Poor bloke wandering around saying, any Mohican essays about it? Oh, sorry, love, you know, try an Apache, but it won't be the same, you know. Not, they're not Apache on Mohicans. They say, no.
Is it about haircuts?
Time limit. They've run out of time.
Yes, I think it is.
Oh, so they have.
Yes. Can't help you there.
No, I don't know what it is.
Yeah, they've run out of time. Okay, Barry, will you tell them?
The last of the Mohicans. You were nowhere near.
I don't believe that. No way.
Very good.
We had it there. Oh.
Now it's time for a round of pick-up song. As is customary, Samantha will spin some discs on my gramophone to which you teams should sing along. By some deft adjustments to my volume knob, at a certain point the music will drop out. And if on its return, teams, you're within a couple of semi-quavers of the original, I'll be awarding points. And points mean prizes. What do points mean?
Prizes!
Now I know what Hitler felt like.
Just before he shot himself.
This week's prize is very handy for those cold winter nights. It's a delightful hot water biscuit. Barry, you're going to start. Barry, will you accompany Peggy Lee singing Fever?
Never know how much I love you. Never know how much I care. When you put your arms around me, I get a fever that's hard to bear. You give me fever. When you kiss me, fever. When you hold me tight, fever. In the morning, fever all through the night. Sun lights up the daytime, moon lights up the night. I light up when you call my name, and you know I'm gonna treat you right. You give me fever.
Yes. What?
Close. Paul, will you and Bob Dylan sing The Times They Are A-Changing?
Matter around people wherever you roam, and admit that the waters around you have grown. Except that soon you'll be drenched to the bone. If your time the year is worth saving, then you better start swimming, or you'll sink like a stone. For the times, they are a-changing. Come writers and critics who prophesize your pen, and keep your eyes wide, the chance won't come again. And don't speak too soon, for the wheel's still in spin. And there's no telling who that it's naming. For the losing now will be later than win. But the times they are a-changing. But that's the whole song.
Actually, it works better that way. Willie, it's you and Shirley Bassey now singing Goldfinger.
Not Goldfinger. For the first time, Humphrey, if I may say so. Oh.
Goldfinger.
Boom. He's a man. Man, with a bite of this touch. I can't do it. I can do the band, though. Spider's touch. Cold finger. Boom. Beckons you to enter his web of sin. But don't go in. Golden words he will pour in your ear. But his ruler. Oh, it is. Oh, no. Oh, no.
I was rather hoping that'd be Bob Dylan coming back in.
He was in there somewhere.
Yeah.
Graham, will you join Cab Calloway singing Minnie the Moocher? And teams, feel free to join in the choruses.
Folks, now here's a story about Minnie the Moocher. She was a red-hot hoochie-coocher. She was the roughest, toughest frail. But Minnie had a heart as big as a whale. Howdy, howdy, ho.
Howdy, howdy, ho.
Hidey, hidey, hi.
Hidey, hidey, hi.
Heedy, heedy, he.
Heedy, heedy, he.
Hoody, hoody, ho.
Hoody, hoody, ho.
Now she messes around with the bloke.
A clear winner there, Paul Merton. Well, teams, that's all we've got time for now, though we've just long enough, I think, for a swift round of Undertaker's Film Club. I'd like you teams to come up with some titles of films likely to be popular with an audience of Undertakers. Graham, will you start, please?
Gravediggers of 1936.
Gravediggers of 1933.
Robocorpse.
Far from the Madding Shroud.
A tomb with a view. Featuring the classic song about premature burial. I hear you knocking, but you can't get out.
The cremating game.
Cadaver sixpence.
Who embalmed Roger Rabbit?
From which comes the song Some Embalming Evening. Sung by Roy Rogers and Trigger Mortis. If you like westerns, of course, there's also Gene Autry and Champion the Wonder Hearse.
Around the World in 80 Graves by Necrophilias Fogg.
Indiana Jones and the Chapel of Rest. Bring me the rest of Alfredo Garcia.
Oh, it is interesting. The right stiff.
Walt Disney's 101 cremations.
Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Formaldehyde.
Well, teams.
Bed knobs and corpses.
You could have the Keystone corpse.
That really is all we've got time for now. Those of you listening at home may wonder how Samantha's got on. She's been scoring away like a mad thing. Hasn't heard a single game. So, join us again next week. Until then, from the teams and myself, goodbye.
Barry Cryer, Graham Garden, Willie Rushton and Paul Merton were being given silly things to do by Humphrey Littleton, with Colin Sowell setting some of them to music. The programme was produced by John Naismith.